on with the program. Okay, are we there? I don't know what's up and I don't know what's not up, but I know we are here to be a blessing to you, and that's all that really counts. Now, let's get with it. We are in the book of Revelation, chapter 4. We're in the book of Revelation, chapter... Are we up? Are we up? Okay, we're up. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. Sometimes I hit the wrong thing, and I can't do much about it, but just try to correct it, and I hope I did. I hope we're on Facebook, too. That is very important. I wanted the people in Florida to really enjoy the celebration of the dear man, Eugene Smith. He is such a dear brother. If we're on Facebook, somebody call the ladies and tell them so I can know that. So you can call your friends and something happened. You know how equipment is. You got this much equipment. I've got thousands of dollars worth of it. And I know a little bit about it, but I do my best. Now, let's talk about the fourth chapter of Revelation. Get my brain back in gear here. You help me. Pray for me. The fourth chapter of Revelation. This is one of the great chapters of the Bible. It really is. And it's a celebration. I just said to you, it's the triumph of the church. It's the triumph of the church. There is nothing more exciting than the triumph of the church. And that's what the book of Revelation, chapter 4 is. It's a picture of the church moving out of here and moving up yonder. Let me go back and read it a little more. And it says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. A door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now, you really can't change that. That is so perfect and so precise until it's exact. The church in chapter 3, 2 and 3 is seen vividly, seven letters to seven churches, and then John is caught up to heaven, and he's right before the throne of God, and the elders of the church are around the throne. And the saints of God are everywhere in multitudinous numbers, incredible numbers. And anybody that doesn't understand that's the rapture of the church does not understand the Bible and is not willing to interpret it clearly and plainly and very visibly. There's no reason not to understand that. There is no reason not to understand that. And if you don't understand it, I want to help you understand it, because you are extremely important to me. And I want the Bible to become so real in your life that you never forget its wonderful truths. It is a book that just doesn't fade away. It is just that breathtaking. It really is. And I trust that you are going to enjoy this now. Please call your friends, if you have friends around Jacksonville, Florida, and tell them that in a moment, I'm going to wait about 5 or 10 more minutes because of the delay. And we're going to go back to chapter 4. Number one, chapter 4 of Revelation is the triumph of the church. The triumph of the church. Number two is the taking over of the midair. The taking over of the midair. Do you understand? Now listen, this is careful. This is important. The midair is where the devil dwells. The Bible said he's the prince of the power of the air. Now when the rapture takes place, at the same moment that we go up, he comes down. He is thrown out of heaven. The Bible says that in Revelation 12. It's a perfect picture of the devil being cast out of the midair and being cast down to the earth. And we go up into the midair where the throne of God has been established in the midair. And then we gather around the throne on what the Bible calls a sea of glass, which is a place impossible to measure, with an innumerable company of the raptured saints, both Old and New Testament, and the saints of God raptured alive. I mean, we're talking about a blessed moment when we take over the midair. You know, I don't think people have ever studied that. I've never read one person that said something about the saints taking over the midair. But we take over the midair when that rapture takes place. Satan is thrown out, and we take over. Oh, do you understand that? That's just so beautiful. It really is overwhelming. Now, when we take over the midair and Satan is cast out, that means the devil has just experienced his greatest defeat. He was cast out of heaven long ago. The Lord Jesus saw him cast out of heaven, fall from heaven as lightning. John saw that. I mean, Jesus saw that. But now he's cast out, not just of heaven, but of the midair, and he's cast down to the earth. The devil will not be able to leave the earth again, but to go deeper when he's cast into the bottomless pit and then cast into the lake of fire. So this fourth chapter of Revelation is a picture of this occurring when the saints move up into heaven. I mean, that's what John said. I saw the door open, and then I saw God seated on his throne. And then I saw the angels around the throne. And then I saw the saints around the throne. I mean, it is really breathtaking. It really is. And so the midair will be filled with saints. The midair will be filled with saints. And the throne, the heavenly throne, the Father's throne will come into view. The Father's throne will be situated in the heavens, and men on the earth will be able to look up and see the throne of God. Now, that's during the tribulation period. During the tribulation period. This is before the great 1,000-year millennial reign. There's the rapture. We go up to heaven in the rapture. There's a 7-year tribulation period. We come back from heaven after the rapture. We set up our kingdom on the earth with Jesus Christ, and he sets up his kingdom in Jerusalem, and we rule the world with him. Last week, we had a great study of that. I mean, it really is. When you study this Bible, it's a living book. It never fades. It never fails. It's mighty to study. And it's mighty to read. And I want you to ever live in this book. I really do. I want you to live in this book. Let me move on. The majestic one takes full control. God takes over the control of this earth and everything happening on it at this moment in chapter 4 of Revelation. The Father becomes the ultimate power. And in majestic authority, he rules this earth. You know what it said. He looked, let me see this now, and round about the throne. Well, let me read verse 3. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. Listen to that. He that was sitting on the throne was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I've often wanted to explain this vision that John saw of God sitting on his throne. And John uses words that was the best he knew. So if John could only use words like he used, I can assure you I can't do a better job than that. Because I'm nowhere close to intelligent like John the Revelator was. And he was receiving this straight from heaven. Straight from the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost and the angels. And so he was seeing it. And I have to try my best to figure it out. And it's breathtaking to think about and to look upon. Now, around that throne are angels, cherubims and seraphims. Multitudes of angels and cherubims singing and praising God and magnifying God. And you say, Brother Chambers, the devil has been cast down to the earth. He's had the ability to go between the earth and heaven and even the heavens and even into the heaven to accuse us before God. Will he ever be able to rise up from the earth again and ascend? No, he will not. Now, what power he has great power. But the angels of God will protect the heavens during that period of time. And you don't have to worry at all. The devil will have no power to do anything. I promise you he will not. Now, it's wonderful to know the praise and adoration that's going to fill those heavens during that period of time. Now, you understand the devil's been cast out. The raptured saints, both dead and living, have been caught up to the Lord. We are praising and magnifying and exalting God and having a hallelujah praise time. And the heavens are so full of praise. I can tell you they will ring. I wonder if people on the earth during that tribulation darkness will not hear us up in heaven worshiping and praising and magnifying God. I think there's a possibility. I think there's a possibility. I read the other day of people hearing strange sounds in the heavens, and they can't figure out what they are, and this was on major news. I don't know what they're hearing, But when we are up there with God the Father and God the Son, the Holy Ghost, and all the multitudes of angels, cherubims and seraphims, archangels and servant angels, and then multitudes of saints who've been redeemed, and they're with Him forever. Woo! Hallelujah! I can tell you, when we go to praising God, somebody is very likely to hear it. Somebody is very likely to hear it. I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited about that day of coming. Now, the redemption of the universe would be on the verge of its process. The great redemption of the earth actually starts while we are in heaven having the marriage supper during the 7-year tribulation period. But the first thing is cleaning up the swamp, you know, draining the swamp of the world, of all the wickedness, adultery, fornication, lying, cheating, stealing, cussing, swearing, taking drugs. I mean, people are living like dogs much of our world today. I get amazed at the action and the conduct of humankind in this hour. Well, that's about to be cleansed and about to be stopped, because heaven is getting ready for the saints of God. Now I've been set here and preach to you and try to teach you, but now I want to open the lines for you. The lines are open at 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And the toll-free number is 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-333-would you believe that? 1-800-337-8774. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-337-1. This is my day. When I have difficulty, it can hinder me. 1-800-338-7884. You got it in front of you. Now you know what it is. Call me, 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I really want you to ask the question that will help you understand this great subject. It is a breathtaking subject. It really is. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And I want you to ask any question. You've heard me saying things about this. Some of these things I know. Some of these things are my perspective that I believe but don't, you know, have total proof of. That's okay. We can discuss these things. We do know they're going to happen. We do know this perspective of it is exactly what it's going to be. Our understanding of the perspective may sometimes diverge a little bit. But it is just like God said, and it's going to be. Now, I want to hear your question. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Just a moment here. I'll go see what may be on the internet. We may have some questions there, and I will be delighted to answer them. I hope I can, because I want you to know what is really taking place in our world. I really do. I want you to know what is happening in our world, and I want you to get a perspective of all of this, because it is indeed breathtaking. It is indeed breathtaking. I mean, the day is coming, my brothers and sisters, when the Lord is going to be magnified and manifest in a way that will absolutely be breathtaking. Absolutely be breathtaking. Now, I want you, if you have questions, to grab your phone and let me try to answer them for you. I will do my best to answer any question you have. I don't see any here. Let me look a moment. Give us a call. It would be a joy to have a question from you or anybody out there. I don't see any on the line, so we will wait on your sending them if you have a question that you want to answer. Ask, okay? Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, we're waiting for you. Want to hear from you. Want to take your call. Want to answer your question. Want to help you understand this great subject. The book of Revelation, chapter 4. The book of Revelation, chapter 4. And while you're calling, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. If you want this gift, I know I made some boo-boo at the beginning this today, and if that has messed you up, I'm sorry, but you can now get right in the middle of it with me and call me. Here's a notebook that you will love. You will love this study of Revelation 4. You will love this study of Revelation 4. It will affect your life, and you'll dig into that book. It'll be wonderful. It'll be wonderful. So grab your phone and let me send that to you. The ladies are waiting to take your request. It's free. We send it to you freely. We're glad for you to have it. We want you to learn these wonderful things. We want them to affect your life for the good and the beauty of His kingdom. We really do. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to have the things to study that we do our best to make available to you. Now, your phone number, I mean your phone call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. What do you think of Revelation chapter 4? What do you think about this very fact of this being the triumphant hour when the church moves up there from down here, both the resurrected saints and the living saints? What an hour that is going to be. Whew! What an hour that's going to be. I want you to be there above everything. I want you to learn about it because I want you to know you're ready. I want you to know that you're ready. And I want you to learn about it so you can be there and be part of that blessed moment, that blessed event. And it will be very, very soon. I promise you, it will be very, very soon. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. I must have you call it because I want the questions to fit your need. I want you to learn. You know, learning the things of the book of Revelation is something so much of the world has not learned. And I want you to learn them. I want them to get into your heart. I want them to change and affect your life. And I promise you, they will. They will change and affect your life. And you will never be the same once you really get them in your heart and in your life. So grab your phone and let me try my best to answer your question. And we'll talk about this blessed day. And while you're calling, let me read a few more of these verses here. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there was seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass. Notice this now, a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. Now, those four beasts is really a multitude. Four is the number for the earth. It's the number of great multitudes of angels, of seraphims and cherubims who are encircling the throne, who are filling the heavens with their praise and their adoration, while we saints arise up to meet Jesus in the air and to stand before this great throne. You see, when the throne of God is set there and we are caught up to stand before that throne, then there's got to be that great moment when the saints face the Lord and they are judged and they are given their rewards and they receive their great rewards according to their great labors. That is going to be a breathtaking moment. That's going to be a wonderful hour. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You really don't. Because it's just going to be that wonderful. Now, let's take a call here. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi. I was just wondering, how do you think anyone in the biblical times would react to the crises of today?
How would they react? Well, if you go back and study biblical times, you're going to find they had similar things. I mean, look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at what happened at different times, even in the nation of Israel. Look at what took place in Babylon. I mean, you study the whole Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, you're going to find the world has always been a sinful place. The world has always been full of darkness. And the darkness, it became so dark during the day of Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden. Well, they was already, of course, dead, but the generations was coming along. They were in the seventh generation, and it was so dark that God said, I'm going to destroy the whole crowd. And God sent a flood, and nobody was left living but one man and his wife and his three sons and daughters. So what's happening now is just a picture of what's always happened. This is the first time America has had something quite as bad as we're having right now. You understand?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you see that this world is just a sinful place? There are wicked people everywhere. They really are. And they're mindless. They don't seem to have any sense of conscience. There's no conviction of right and wrong. They have no fear of God. It's everywhere. And it's getting worse by the hour. And the Bible said, because iniquity would abound, the love of many would wax cold. Dear lady, the darkest thing going on right now is what is happening in the church world. How people are turning from the old-fashioned Bible and the godly life, and they turn into a careless, wicked life, even in the church. Churches are full of people men and women living together without being married, singing in the choir, teaching Sunday school. I mean, that has become the order of the hour. Do you understand that? Are you there?
Yeah, totally. I completely get what you're saying.
So you hear everything I'm saying. Are you right with God?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm delighted. Friend, believe me, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. The hatred we've seen for President-elect Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump is not an angel. He's a man. He's had mistakes in his life. And he's doing his best, I think, to put together a new administration and to somehow affect this nation for the good. Now, the people who don't like that, people who like the free life of live like you please, every kind of immorality, every kind of careless living, it's amazing what I see. But I can tell you this, there are old-fashioned men like myself. We're just going to keep preaching the Bible. We're going to keep declaring the truth. We're going to keep standing for righteousness and holiness. And Jesus is going to come any moment. Are you aware he could come today?
He could.
Yes. He could come today. Now listen, I want you to give my ladies, I got a lady and a gentleman today. I want you to give them your name and address. And I want to send you some good material. Would you let me? I can sense.
Yeah, totally.
I can sense you need some good material to help you, and I'm gonna be praying for you. You need to make sure you find an old-fashioned church full of the Holy Spirit and get yourself in the middle of it because Jesus is coming. Hold the line, okay? Hold the line, ladies. Grab that phone, ladies, and help that dear lady. I pray that you can help her. She needs a hand of God in her life. I sense that. I believe you could sense that. See, what I'm saying today, most people are not hearing it in churches. The book of Revelation is not read very often. But I'm telling you, this world is not going to get better. It's going to get worse until Jesus comes. And then 7 years of the dark tribulation. And then I promise you, heaven is going to flood this earth and it's going to blend together. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and righteousness is going to cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. That's the Bible. That's what the Bible says. So it is bad. I'm willing to admit that. But it's been bad all through human history. America has often escaped some of the worst of the evil in the world. Look at what's happening in Syria. Look at what's taking place in Iraq. Look at what's happening in Libya. I mean, just go to country after country. Look at what's taking place in many parts of our world. It is much worse than here in many places. Look at the thousands who want to flee to our land and live in America. And many times they want to bring their lifestyle over there or wherever they come from here with them. And that we cannot allow. We've got to get back to some moral underpinning for this nation. And our nation has got to return to moral values. Now, this Bible is what you need to get in you. And you need to go back to this book. Now, the phones are ringing, and I want to talk to you. I want to hear your question. I want to hear what you are thinking. I want to try to understand what you are seeing as this lady saw, and what we can do to help all of us understand where we are in this hour. Trying to see if I have any emails. Often I get them, and sometimes they come in, and sometimes they don't. And all I can tell you is if you've got a question and you send an email, I want to answer it. Sometimes I miss them. Sometimes I miss them, but I want you to get an answer for the question that's on your mind and your heart. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, yeah. Happy New Year, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
Revelation 4:6, John talks about the sea of glass.
Yes.
Throne. What exactly is that?
All right. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. Now, that sea of glass, the Bible explains, was a place where the righteous people were gathered. It was the location of a multitude. It was like a great big throne room, or like a great big expanse of place, where all the raptured saints who had come up from the grave and from the living could gather around the throne of God. And if you'll go to chapter 5, you'll see that it's called a multitude. It's called a multitude. Let me look and see if I can have. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the elders, listen to this, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, angels and saints. So the sea of glass was a gathering place, like a huge stadium, open air stadium, where multitudes could gather around the throne of God. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's fantastic, yes.
Oh, it really is, fam. See, if people could even begin to get to grasp what is about to happen, all of this is right on. I mean, we're talking about any day. We're talking about tomorrow. We're talking about today. We're talking about the time of the coming of the Lord is at hand. You say, Brother Chambers, how do you know that? Because the Bible is perfectly ready. The Bible is perfectly ready. Look at what has happened to Israel. Israel coming home to their homeland after nearly 2,000 years. And God said it precisely that it would happen, that they would be gathered there, that all the world would be angry against the Jews and against Israel, that they would come against Jerusalem with ferocious hatred and determination to destroy. Let me take you to the book of Zechariah, chapter 12. The book of Zechariah, chapter 12. And let me just read it to you. I've read this many times. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling. A cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. What do you see right now? The world in siege against Jerusalem and Judah. And Obama was part of it, because he was raised in that atmosphere. He lived in that atmosphere. His preacher was a man that hated the Jews and hated the Christian church, hated the Bible. I mean, and that was his mindset. That was his thinking. I mean, it's our fault. It's America's fault that we elected such a man who had such a background. Everybody heard his preacher back before he was elected, as he lambasted the Jews and lambasted the church. And we knew that Obama had sat under it for years and had paid his tithes to it, or at least endorsed it. You know, what do we expect? We got what we deserved, really. And now God's given us a turnaround. Do you agree with that?
Yes, and I think Trump is very, he respects Israel. And it seems Obama is just so anti-Israel, and John Kerry. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. There's so much going on in Syria, and yet
yes,
Israel for everything. And that's,
you know, isn't that amazing that the United Nations, with all that's been going on in the Middle East, I haven't heard nothing they've said, and I'm sure there's been a little coming out, but why don't they have something about Syria? Why don't they have something about Iraq and Iran? Why don't they have something about Iran? That's the real question. It's because they are very much of that mindset. I believe we ought to get out of the United Nations. I believe we ought to tell the United Nations, get off of our land and go somewhere in the world where the people that you are going to operate among agree with you. And we need to quit sending them billions of our dollars. That is horrible.
And the UN is very anti-Israel. Yeah.
Oh, it's always been. Thank you, sir. God bless your heart. God bless you. Now, call quickly. I want to hear from you. I want to give you this article now. Let me tell you again. You need this Bible study on the book of Revelation 4, just like the question the man just asked. Take this Bible study and study Revelation 4. And I want to tell you something. You study Revelation 4 like you can, you will never be anything but pre-trib again. You will know beyond any shadow of a doubt that Revelation 4 is the rapture. Revelation 2 and 3 is the church age. Revelation 4 is the rapture. Revelation 5 is the ending of the rapture period and the celebration. Not the ending of the rapture period, but the ending of the celebration of the saints being in heaven. And then the tribulation period begins in chapter 6. And it's a perfect picture. All you got to do is study it. If you read it and you take the Bible at face value, you'll know before the week is over that the pre-trib rapture is any moment. It's about to happen. It really is. Now, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. Local number 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Let's spend these last 15 minutes really digging into these questions. Really digging into these questions. I am so sorry for the interruption at the beginning of the program. It was my fault. I just plain hit the wrong button. I've done it one time before since we had the camera situation. And I'm very sorry. I apologize. I really do. But, you know, we humans are ordinary people. I listen to Rush Lombard a lot. And, you know, he even makes mistakes. And he just laughs at himself. And that's kind of what I'm learning to do. I mean, when I laugh at myself, you know, that's the ultimate pleasure, is a laugh at yourself. I mean, we make mistakes. We're human. And we love the things of God. Now, grab your phone. I really want to talk to you. I want you to understand this great chapter of Revelation 4. I want you to see this, see John. Oh, I love those words that it gives us. John, caught up to heaven. I could read that every day of my life, I guess. I really could, because I love it so much, and I'm so excited. I've lived in expectation of the rapture all these years. I was saved in 1952. Immediately, I was taught about the rapture. Immediately. And as I was learning the Bible, I was in all of the Bible learning, growing, maturing. And so I just learned the book. It was thrilling to my heart. It really was. And I want you to learn the book. I want you to get in these great truths. And someone said to me today on the Facebook, I want to know how to get to your material on the internet. You've got so much of it. Well, it's simply paulcreek.org. Let me put it up again, and you'll see what we've got. I want you to make sure you learn this. And you just look down at the bottom, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, jrc@ is my email. So when you eliminate jrc@ and just put paulcreek.org, you go straight to our website. And on our website are hundreds of sermons, hundreds of radio broadcasts, hundreds of articles. You'll be blessed for a long time, my dear friend. You'll be blessed for a long time. If you cut your computer on, you can hear me, Brother Jeff. I'm on the radio, and I'll be off it too. So I'll call you in a little while. Hey, bless you, my brother. Hey, how about that? I was one of my preacher friends, and he forgot that I come on from 1 to 2. And I left for them to do that, and then I tell about it. And I give you their name. That was Brother Jeff Mayo. Wonderful brother. He's the superintendent of the Emmanuel Holiness Fellowship, and he's a great preacher. Hey, he is our speaker at camp meeting again this year. Maybe he won't now after I reveal to him. Oh, that's fun. I enjoy doing things like that. Well, you know, the things of the Lord are just so important. And I love them. And I hope you love them. I really do. I hope you love them. They are worth your best attention. They are worth your best attention. Hey, live in this Bible. Let me send you this now. You need it. Now I'm waiting for your call. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Want to hear from you? I want you to get into this fourth chapter of Revelation, and I want you to learn it. I want it to become part of your life. I want you to get ready for the trumpet to sound. Hey, how about that? Let me read that again. And after this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me. A trumpet talking with me. What a beautiful picture John sees and shows us here of the time when he's caught up to heaven and in the time when we'll be caught up to heaven. I'm telling you, we are going to be caught up to heaven, and it's not going to be long. I'm expecting it in a moment. Now, I want to get you to pray for the wonderful church in Jacksonville, Florida, pastored by the Reverend Gene Smith, my brother. He went to be with the Lord on about midnight Thursday night. Wonderful brother. And I'm going to miss him. He was my prayer partner. He was the number one man that I always called when I needed prayer. I was, I think, his number one man that he always needed when he wanted someone praying. And so we were prayer partners. And so I need a new prayer partner. I need a new prayer partner. Now, it must be somebody that truly trusts God with their life. If you don't trust God with your life and your body, how are you going to pray effectively for somebody else? You know, and that's just what I believe. If you're not a person of faith, the just shall live by faith. So you've got to be a person of faith if you're going to be a great person of prayer. If God is going to use you and anoint you and make your life rich and sweet in the power of the Holy Spirit, then you've got to live a prayer life and a faith life. And that's what I'm longing for as never before. Now, I want to take a few minutes here and thank God for this man that I've told you about, Reverend Eugene Smith, good brother. Pray for his family, his church, the Bethel Holiness Church in Jacksonville, Florida. If you live near, I hope you'll go visit them. I do not know yet who may become that pastor. We will do our best to help them find the right person to do the right job and to really keep that church going forward. And while we're doing that, we've got a wonderful young man who's now my associate. You may have seen him if you're on Facebook. His name is Joseph Gans. He's a precious young man, has two wonderful children. He's going to be working a couple of years as he trains and learns, and he and I work together, and he is able then to take more and more of this responsibility from Brother Chambers. I have worked hard. Do you know I've been a pastor since October 60 years ago? October 60 years ago. That means I became a pastor in 1957. And it's been wonderful years. I have loved it. Never have I regretted being a shepherd pastor. And if you don't have a pastor, you need a good pastor. A man of God, a man full of the Holy Ghost. And you need to be in church every Sunday at a good church. I believe in the house of God. Let me tell you three things. If you do, you'll never backslide. You pray regular, you read your Bible regular, and you go to church regular. If you do those three things, you read and live in your Bible, you stay on your face in prayer, and you're very careful to be in the house of God when the doors are open. I don't believe in going to church when you get ready. I don't believe in going to church when it fits your opinion. I don't believe in going to church just because you feel like it on a given Sunday. I believe a real Christian goes to church when the doors are open. I believe they become a part of the house of God. It becomes a part of them. I can't stand the thoughts of missing. I want you to be able to so live and so walk that you can't stand the thoughts of missing, because Jesus is coming. I mean, he's coming imminently soon. Imminently soon. Now, this fourth chapter of Revelation is the chapter you ought to learn. It would be good if every one of you would memorize this chapter. Happy New Year. And what a year to start out by memorizing some of the Bible. Why don't you start out this year, the new year, 2017, And why don't you memorize, to start with, the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation. The fourth chapter of the book of Revelation. If I could get my whole audience, everybody listening to me, to memorize the fourth chapter of Revelation this week. Start today. Tomorrow is the first day. Tomorrow is New Year's Day. And again, I say Happy New Year's to you. But make sure you don't just try to turn over a new leaf. Go to the altar and get you a new heart. A new heart is 10 times beyond a new leaf. In fact, a new leaf is really nothing. It's a waste of time in most cases. But get you a new heart. Go to the altar and find a place with God that changes and utterly sets your life in the right direction. And you will never, never be the same. Now, I don't know that I will do this, I'm thinking. But maybe next Saturday, I will go to the book of Revelation chapter 5. And I will take you and show you some of the great things in that book. I'm telling you, that book will change your life too. These two books, Revelation 4 and 5, is the time between the end of the church and the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. How long is the time between Revelation 4 and 5 and the beginning of the tribulation period? I cannot give you a definite amount of time because the Bible doesn't give us a definite amount of time. But I can tell you that Revelation 2 and 3 is the picture of the church. Nobody doubts that. Seven churches, seven being the number of complete, of full, the total, the seven churches, the total church, the total church age. Then Revelation 4 is the beginning of this little period, short period, maybe weeks, maybe a month. I've heard people say they thought it was 7 years. I can't answer that. I don't think it is. I think it's just a brief period of some weeks. As the preparation is made, the church celebrates in heaven. After being triumphant from the earth, the church period is over. The devil is cast out of heaven. And then we're going to see the tribulation period begin in chapter 6. Now, I may just do that. That sounds interesting to me. Anybody out there like the thoughts of that? Let me hear from you. Grab a phone. We got 6 minutes. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. The toll-free number anywhere in the nation or Canada, 1-800-338-7884. And remember, a Bible study of the book of Revelation chapter 4. Free to you if you call the ladies or the gentlemen right now here at the office. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. And we'll send it to you free this week. I need you as we start the new year. I'm asking God for 1,000 new partners in 2017. 1,000 new partners in 2017. Now, I'm going to start a real push at that, and I think that will be exciting, and I would like you to be part of that, okay? You may want to start being a partner today because this program is right on target. I mean, we are right where we need to be. We really are. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir, Brother Chambers.
Yes.
I have a real question. First, I want to say, love your show, and I really enjoy the topic you have talking about today. I have a quick question as far as we're talking about Revelation chapter 4, which that would be the chapter where...
You've got an airplane going over, haven't you?
Hang on, let me...
No, that's okay. Go ahead. I can hear you. I just heard an airplane. It's over now. Go ahead, my friend. Please go ahead, my friend.
Can you hear me any better now?
I hear you perfectly. Please go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, real quick, on Revelation chapter 4, as that deals with the rapture of the church, I have a question about a teacher that I have found, or not a teacher, a preacher that I've heard, and he preaches, which I would agree with, and I believe you do too, that at the point of the rapture, not all of the church goes, only those that are ready or the overcomers. This preacher that I found online, he preaches that, but I didn't really know much about him. I don't know if you could give me some information. Brother Perry Stone, I believe he's out of the Church of God.
I know Brother Perry Stone. I don't know anything about his ministry, but let me give you my perspective. Read the Bible, Revelation 3, and you have a picture of the Laodicean church. the Laodicean church is at the time of the rapture. That's the church at the time of the rapture, the Laodicean church. When the Laodicean church goes up, only the overcomers will go up. The lukewarm will not go up in the rapture. So he is right. I do not believe that everybody that's saved will go up in the rapture. I believe those who are on fire with the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is read Matthew 24, the 10 virgins. All of them were virgins. All 10 of them were virgins, but 5 of them were foolish. They had let the oil drain out of their vessel, and 5 of them were wise. The wise went in, the foolish did not. Revelation 3, there you have the picture of the Laodicean church. He said, the Lord, because you're neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. And so that is one of the greatest truths right now that needs to be preached. I am going to preach that more than ever because it is desperate for people to understand that church members sitting on pews that are spiritually dead, they used to have the fire of the Holy Ghost, they used to be just dedicated to winning souls, and now all they do is warm a pew. They love the Lord. They live a clean life. They're not bad. They're virgins. In the sense of the 5 foolish virgins, but they're not ready for the rapture, and they're not going.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. I just didn't really know about that one guy, so I was curious. Thank you.
Well, you know, I love the question because it's something you can't get people to hear. They don't want to hear it because it makes them uncomfortable.
Right, right. And I agree with you. That's something that I've studied out for myself. Wasn't something I was taught, but through my own personal study, that is what I've come to believe is biblical. And what is correct, but I've been searching for anything at all, any teaching on that.
And you just found it.
In my own study.
You just found it. Now, do I have your name and address? I want you to give it to my ladies.
I gave it to the gentleman who...
Okay, my ladies and my gentleman. I'm sorry, Alan. That's Brother Alan. He's a wonderful brother, and I didn't mean to call him a lady. I usually have ladies... one time a month, he comes, and then I always forget to say brethren and ladies, but he's a precious man, and you are precious, and I'm delighted, and this church is a church preaching the rapture any moment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I agree.
I love you, brother.
Hey, I love you, too. You take care, Brother Chambers.
I promise. God bless you. Hey, this has been enjoyable. This has been a great program. It really has, and I love every minute of it. Did I lose anybody? Now, the lines are open, some of them anyway. You got to have this booklet. You got to have this study. And what this man just asked, that's going to be taught in the next months like you've never heard it. Others are going to be coming. I had another man the other day, an old Assembly of God preacher, come to me and said, Brother Chambers, the Holy Ghost showed me that. And I have been so troubled that he showed it to me because I've never heard it. Do you believe it too? I said, absolutely, I believe it. Hey, friend. The time is almost up. Now, I'm telling you, 704-391-0588. Call quickly, and then 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I'll put that up for you. There'll be a little music here, and we'll let you in with us. I want to tell you something, friend. Jesus is coming. And you have got to get ready to go. You have got to get ready to go because he's coming any hour. Now, I want to hear from you. Keep calling. Keep calling. The lines are open, and we want to hear from you. The ladies will answer. It's a joy. Hey, I'm sorry for the problem at the beginning, but it turned out good. We'll be back on everything next week, regular, and I'll find what my mistake was, and I'll do my best not to make it again. But, you see, being a human being, these things can happen sometimes. Hey, I love you. I love you. Listen to the music, if you would, please, because I love this song. I really do. I really love this song. And the King is coming. The King is coming. Any moment. Don't you let anything cause you to miss.
Hold my hand and stay. My side, and when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, kind of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place. Celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when